We're doing Megillat Antiochus. We had learned how Jews had gone to keep Shabbos in a cave, and Bagris heard of it, and he sent his men armed, and they sat at the entrance to the cave, and they said, "Jews, come out, eat of our breads, drink of our wines, behave like us." Vayanu b'nei Yisrael, we're on the bottom of page 30. Vayomru ish l'reyehu, the Jews said to one another, "Zocherim anachnu, we remember, Asher tzivanu Hashem al Har Sinai, how God commanded us on Mount Sinai, Sheshet yamim tavod vasita kol melachtecha, uviyom ha-shvi'i tishbot, you can work 6 days, but on the seventh day rest. Ata tov lanu asher namut b'me'ara, we're better off dying in this cave, me'asher nechalel et yom ha-shabbat, rather than desecrate the day of Shabbos. Biyotzek asher lo yetzu aleim ha-yudim, when the Jews decided and they were not exiting to the Greeks, heviu etzim lachim, so the Greek soldiers brought wet wood, v'yisrifu al pi ha-me'ara, they burnt it at the entrance to the cave to suffocate the people inside, v'yamutu chelef ish v'isha, in that cave alone 1,000 men and women perished. V'achreichen gazar lehem bagris ha-rasha, shelo tavo na'ara etzel ba'ala, ad asher tavo batchila el ha-melech. Then Bagris, the wicked, commanded that no girl could get married without spending a night first with the king. The Asmoneans had a girl, and they thought, we don't see a way out, so they intended to bring her to Bagris the wicked. And when the girl noticed that that's what they were planning on doing, she let out a bitter cry. She tore her clothes. Now, in other versions it says they were on the way to bring her. And as they were on the way to bring her, they were in the public square, and she stood up in the middle of the wagon, and she tore off all her clothing and stood there without clothing. And they asked her, "You're a Kohen's daughter, how could you do that?" And she said, "Oh, it shocks you. Well, what are you doing to me? You're bringing me to this king. What are you doing to me? So in front of all these people, you're embarrassed. But what you're doing to me and bringing me to him and what he's going to do to me tonight, that doesn't embarrass you." And that shocked them to action. So here he says it a little differently. She said to her father and brothers, "Achai kachta asu, brothers, that's what you intend to do. Limsoroti la'aril rasha, you intend to give me into the hands of this wicked, uncircumcised one. Ve'lama lo tasu kasher asu avotechem, why don't you do what your forefathers did? Tekanu atem kmo shekinu al dina achotam, just as they had zeal to protect Dina, their sister, why don't you have that zeal? Uvurei shamayim ve'eretz, and so the creator of heaven and earth will help you to succeed in this." They accepted what she said. Here we see again that women were behind the great success of Hanukkah. And then the five sons of Matityahu, the Kohen Gadol, went out. Yochanan v'arbat echav, Yochanan and his four brothers. They fought these nations. They killed masses of them. They were able to chase them out to the sea because they had faith in Hashem, the God of the heaven. So Bagris the wicked entered a ship. He fled to Antiochus the king. He had with him people who were fleeing the sword. Bagris said to Antiochus, "You, the king, gave an edict to annul the Jews from keeping Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and circumcision. But there's a great rebellion among the Jews. Even if you get all the nations and the different languages, all the nationalities to unite against them, they won't be able to overcome the five sons of Matityahu. They're more powerful than lions, and they're more swift than eagles. They're more brazen than bears. So I hope my advice finds favor before you. If you want to be victorious, you can't wage a battle with a small army. If you try to fight them with a small number of people, tevosh b'nei chol ha'amim, you will be shamed in front of all the kings. Lachin k'tov u'shlach igot b'chol medinot malchutecha, you have to send out letters throughout your kingdom. V'yaroz sarei achilot lo yisher mehem echad. No general should remain behind. Bring in all your generals. V'gam pilim melubashim shironim yiyu imehem. You should bring with them also peel. What's a peel? Elephants that are dressed in armor. should come with him. Vaitav adavar b'nei Antiochus ha-melech. Antiochus liked the idea. Ve'yishlach sfarim b'chol mindinot malchuto. So he sent word throughout his kingdom. Vaivo sarech ulamim v'amamlachot. So the generals and the leaders of the different nations came. Ve'gam pilim ulubashim shirunim imem bau. They brought with them elephants dressed in armor. Shenit kam bagisar shavaivo l'Yerushalayim. So bagris, the wicked, came a second time and descended upon Jerusalem. Baka b'choma v'inate kamavo. He was able to breach the walls of Jerusalem. He was able to sever the main entrance. Ufaratz b'migdash shelosh esrei firatzot. He made 13 breaches in the wall around the temple. V'gam min avanim shiber ad sherayu ka'afar. He broke down the stones and crushed them to dust. V'achshov b'libo v'yomer. And so he thought to himself and said, Hapam azot lo yuchlu li bnei Yisrael. This time the Jews will not overtake me. Ki rav cheli voz yedi. I am so powerful. I have such an army. Elohe ha-shamayim lo chashav ken, but God in heaven did not think that way. V'chasher shamu chamesh b'nei Matityahu kamu v'ayvohu en Mitzpeh Gilad. So when the five sons of Matityahu heard what had happened, they came to the place called Mitzpeh Gilad. That's a lookout point that's very high where they could see. B'makom asher hayta levet Yisrael atzala b'mei Shmuel ha-Navi, the place where the Jews had a great redemption in the days of Samuel the prophet. Tzom gazaru, they declared a day of unity and fasting. V'yishvu al ha'efer levakesh rachamim, they sat in the dust asking for mercy milifnei Elohe ha-shamayim, before the God of heaven. Az nafla b'libam etzah tova v'yayu shmotehem. Then they had a good idea. Their names were Yehuda ha-bechol, the eldest was called Yehuda. Shimon ha-sheni, the second one was called Shimon. Hashlishi Yochanan, the third one was called Yochanan. Harvi'i Yonatan, the fourth one was called Jonathan. Hachamishi, and the fifth one was called Elazar. Vayivarech otam aviyem b'terem shlachotam lakrav. Their father blessed them before they went out to war. V'chen amar, and he said as follows, Yehuda v'ni yodeh ma'asecha, my son Judah, I bless you. You should be successful. Ki Yehuda v'ni Yaakov, like Judah, the son of Jacob, asher haya nimshal k'ariyeh, he was compared to a lion. V'ata Shimon b'ni yodeh ma'asecha, you, my son Shimon, I bless your deeds. Kishimon ben Yaakov, like Shimon the son of Jacob, asher harag yoshvei Shechem, he was able to overcome a whole city, the people of Shechem. V'ata Yochanan ben Yodeh Ma'asecha, you my son Yochanan, I bless you. Kavner ben Ner Sartzva Yisrael, you should be successful, like the great general of Saul, Avner ben Ner. V'ata Yochanan ben Yodeh Ma'asecha, ki Yonatan ben Shaul, Yonatan, Jonathan, my son, I bless you. You should be successful like Jonathan, the son of King Saul. Asher harag am plishtim, he was able to kill the Philistines single-handedly. He led the war. Vata Elazar ben Yodeh Ma'asecha, you my son Elazar, I bless you. Kefinchas ben Elazar, you should be successful like Pinchas. Asher kinei l'Eloheinu v'yitzil b'nei Yisrael l'chema, he was zealous on behalf of our God, and he saved all of Israel from Hashem's anger. Al zot, with the strength of that blessing, yatzu chamisha v'nei Matityahu b'yom hazeh, on that day the five sons went out, v'ilachamu b'amimem, they fought those nations, v'yargu b'hem herig rav me'od, they were able to kill multitudes, v'yareg mem Yehuda, and in that, as they fought, their brother Judah died, bota sha'a. Then when they saw that Judah was killed, kasheru b'nei Matityahu k'nehrag Yehuda, when they saw that Judah died, shavu v'yavo l'avihim, they came back to their father, v'yom alem lama shavtem. So their father said, what'd you come back for? V'yanu v'yomru, they answered, they said, asher nehrag Yehuda achinu, our brother Judah was killed, asher yanachshav k'mo kulanu, he was as powerful as all of us. When he was at war, he was equal to all of us. Now he's dead, we've lost half our strength. V'yan Matityahu v'yem v'yomer alem, so their father Matityahu said to them, ani etzeim achem, you need a leader? I'll go with you. I will help you fight these nations. Because if we don't do this now, who knows? Maybe all of Israel will be lost. Take comfort. Don't mourn now over your brother. Now we have to go to war. So he went with his sons and they continued the war. So the God of heaven gave all these brave nations. They all fell before them. They were able to kill multitudes. All the warriors who were attacking them by the sword or by the bow and arrow. The generals and their assistants, none remained. The mercenaries that came along fled to their respective nations. Elazar היה מתעסק להמית את הפילים. Elazar was busy killing the different elephants. And at one point, he drowned in the feces of the elephants. At the end of the war, they looked for him. They couldn't find him among the living or the dead. Later on, they found that he had drowned in the dung of the elephants. The Jews rejoiced that their enemies were given in their hands. Some were killed by fire, some by sword, and some were hung. Bagris, who misled his people to paganism, they burnt him. When Antiochus the king heard that Bagris the wicked and all his generals were killed, he entered a ship. He fled out to his island. And wherever he came, there followed a mass rebellion. After our rebellion succeeded, nation after nation rebelled. They started calling him the man who runs away from war. You can rebel against him. Ultimately, he committed suicide, threw himself into the sea. So the Jews then came into the temple. They rebuilt the broken gates. They fixed the breaches. They purified the courtyard from all those who were killed in all the defilements. They brought pigs into the courtyard. They brought prostitutes into the courtyard. They looked for pure olive oil to light the menorah. And the only thing they found was one flask. It was sealed with the seal of the high priest. This was a special flask that they had all the way back from the days of Samuel the prophet. And when they found that flask intact, they knew it was pure. That flask had enough to light one day. Hashem, whose name he rests in the temple, he made it light for 8 days. That's why the Asmoneans accepted upon themselves, they accepted upon themselves the following prohibition. They said, to institute these 8 days would be Yemei Mishteh V'Simcha, days of rejoicing and happiness, like the holidays written in Torah, and to light candles on these days, lamps on these days, to let future generations know that God made victories on their behalf. We don't eulogize on these days. We don't institute fasts on these days. If a person took on a vow from beforehand, he could still pay it off, and then he has to pray for what he did. They did not say you're not allowed to work on these days. They did permit doing work on these days. They just said these should be days of happiness. From that time onward, the Greek kingdom went downhill. They stopped being famous. In Israel, the Asmoneans took over the throne. Their children and grandchildren, for 206 years after the story, led the Jewish people. That's why the Jews, from that day onward, we keep these days, we celebrate these days throughout our exile. We call these days of rejoicing and happiness. We start on the 25th of Kislev, we celebrate 8 days. And these days will remain with the Jewish people for eternity. The priests and the Levites and the wise men in their temple, they accepted this as an institution that would be with the Jewish people for eternity. And with that, we end the story of Antiochus. Food for thought. Why is it so important that we light the menorah? Why was it so important for them to light the menorah? And why is it so important that we have this institution to rejoice on these days? Why? Food for thought.